Do you have any other names for these things that bring bad luck?
Well, bad luck to walk back. Lots of time.
What would you call a black cat that brings bad luck?
They claim if a black cat go to the left, cross you going to the left, they claim that bad luck.
Do you have a name for the cat? So, what would you call a cat if it brings bad luck?
Well, they claim a black cat is a bad, you know, gives you bad luck.
What do you call a person who brings bad luck?
Well, all I know is that it's the wrong doing, I reckon.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Living in a dojo.
No, it's called a cat.
What do you call a child?
The child. Called it bastard.
And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial? What do you call a box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call a place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
A well, creek, branch, or something.
And what do you call one that's smaller than a creek?
Stream.
What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Delta.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Galluses.
Suspenders.
The same thing.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Oh, a lot of people call it pappy gravy.
No problem.
Is there any other name?
Broth. I maybe that's the broth or something. Don't put no flour in it.
No, you just add water to the grease.
And the gravy.
Yeah.
Now what you call the gravy?
Yes.
So all right.
Something
from
the meat.
Called
broth.
Broth with gravy, that's all.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Pine ruin.
What do you call an itchy soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
Well, cheap whiskey, they call it buck.
Is there any other names?
Bad whiskey, all I know.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Now, we're going to talk about some verb forms.
Right.
And, you know, some words change to show a change in time. For instance, I would say, right now, I see you. But I would say, yesterday, I saw you. So the word changes from see to saw. Or I would say, we go to church every Sunday. We went to church last Sunday. We have gone to church every Sunday for a year.